Hachette Audio presents The Last Unicorn, a search for one of Earth's rarest creatures. Written and read by William Dubuis. Includes a PDF of maps, photographs, and other bonus material. Prologue. Strange paths lead to unexpected places, and sometimes the world opens up. Early in 2009, I researched efforts in central Borneo to protect a forest where captive orangutans were freed and reintroduced into the wild. Months later, I gave a brief talk on the project to a room full of strangers in Washington, D.C. One of those strangers, Jack Tordoff, telephoned the following week. He asked, "How would you like to write about Saula?" "About what?" I had never heard the word Saula spoken. Tordoff explained that Saula, Pseudo-Oryx getinensis, were among the rarest large animals on Earth and that they became known to Western science only in 1992. He said they constituted the sole species of a unique genus of bovids, grazing animals that include antelopes, goats, cattle, bison, and other ruminants. He added that they lived under constant threat, mainly from illegal snaring, in their limited range in the Annamite Mountains that divide Vietnam and Laos. He also said that they were beautiful, enigmatic, and for him, as well as many other conservation biologists, inspiring. Tordoff invited me to attend a meeting of the Saula Working Group, or SWG, a subunit of the Asian Wild Cattle Specialist Group of the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, in Vientiane, Laos, in August of 2009. The meeting's energetic and dedicated coordinator was Bill Robichaud, a field biologist experienced in Southeast Asia, particularly Laos. Robichaud and I began a conversation that continued stateside. Eventually, in February and March of 2011, I was privileged to join Robichaud on a journey, recounted here, into remote corners of the Nakhai Nam Thun National Protected Area in Laos, hard by the international border with Vietnam. Our expedition had multiple purposes, principally involving reconnaissance of potential Saula habitat and evaluation of poaching pressure. Our mission was also diplomatic, in the sense that it was intended to build support for wildlife conservation among indigenous villagers living or hunting where Saula might be found. Overall, we hope to advance priority.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?